Thank you, Benigno. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming, for listening. Truth is, I feel somewhat bad for you. Let me explain that. In that we live in a community, you learn in a yeshiva where there are Hamidei Chachamim Muvhakim, Gedolei Torah, and you have to sit here and listen to me. At least you have food to keep you busy, so at least that much. But I figured as a consolation prize, I would therefore make it worth your while by sharing with you, at least initially, not my own Divrei Musar, but I will treat you to the Musar Shmuz that you would hear from the most remarkable, most awe-inspiring guest speaker that you will ever, in your lives, have the privilege of listening to. And I'm referring to the Musar Shmuz that you will hear, that you would have heard, if this Musar Shmuz was being given by none other than Rabbeinu Eliyahu Kramer, the Vilna Gaon. Now, I know exactly what he is going to say. I'm not a historian. There's not some academic hypothesis here. This is the Musar Shmuz that I can tell you with certainty would be exactly what he would tell you if he were standing right here. How do I know this? As a Dover Pashut, it's very simple. Because none other than his own sons, in their Hakdama to his beer on Shulchan Aruch, they have a fascinating paragraph where they speak about Ashrecha Ir HaTehila Vilna, how fortunate are you, the city of Vilna. And they write how every resident in the city of Vilna, Mikatan Vad Gadol, benefited from having the Vilna Gaon living in the community. And then they say, the Farish, what his Musar was to the Krovin Elav, to those who were in his inner circle, and what he instructed them to tell the Chokim, those who were a little further out. The Zel Hashem. Because this is verbatim. Imagine not me, but the Vilna Gaon. You might stop eating if you're thinking about that too much, but the words of the Gaon, precisely, what he would tell you if he were standing right here, right now. He would say the following. I'm quoting the sons of the Vilna Gaon for a moment. Ki ikir tochachto, his musar that he would give, el hakrovim ha'omdim lefnim, to those standing in his inner circle, lehodia, he told them to tell everyone else. Now here are the words, quote, Rabbeinu Eliyahu of Vilna is now speaking. Shelo yotziu zimanam be'efes tikva. Don't just let your time whittle away, hopelessly. Lios ko'ish einav pekuchos al-chelkez mano. Rather, every single person should be eagle-eyed, supervising his time allotment. L'regoyim yivchanenu, phrase from Sefer Iyo, l'regoyim yivchanenu, l'regoyim, by the moment, yivchanenu, assess it, analyze it, examine it, by the minute. Now, we usually think in terms of hours. Okay, I have an hour to spend on whatever errand I have to take care of today. And in that hour, I manage to get the errand done. And then there's like, you know, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes there. That kind of just get lost in the hour. So they go, no. L'regoyim yivchanenu. By the minute, you must assess your time. By the minute. V'shetia hotsas zmano v'dvarim hayoser yekarim she'efsher. Make sure you spend your time on the most valuable pursuits possible. V'hu, and that is, of course, Esek HaTorah V'HaAvoda, Torah Avoda Shashem, u'lehizdarisba, to really, really push yourself in pursuit of Torah and Avoda. Kikol heshtablus v'kishon ma'isa zulazeh, anything else that you do, lo yo'al ma'uma is not going to help you one bit ultimately. So in a word, the Vilna Gaon is telling the Chevra in Vilna, and by extension, you here today, and me as well, Leos kol ish enof pekuchos al zmano l'ergoyim yivchanenu. Analyze your time by the minute. Mamish by the minute. The Chofetz Chaim I saw quoted from his sefer, from his Maimer Toras Habayis, Bar with me. Haven't found the exact source yet. I did find it once in the past, so I know it's there. Chafetz Chaim writes, says the following. He says, I once measured, timed it. In 1 minute, he says, a person can utter 200 words of Divrei Torah. Okay, that's very cute and all. 200 words of Divrei Torah in 1 minute. But then you stop and think for 1 second. We know the famous Mishnah in Mesechus Peah that we say every day. Eilu devarim she'ein lam shiur. Peah, v'avikur, v'arayim, v'asposadim. And Talmud Torah. Ein lam shiur. There's no shiur for Talmud Torah. What does that mean? If you ask anybody what that means, they'll tell you, oh, Talmud Torah, ein lo shiur. It's never ending. You spend your entire life learning, you'll never finish. There's always more, there was always more. Says the Vilna Gaon, coincidentally, once again, like I promised, Shmuz from the Gaon. It's not just ein lo shiur in terms of the maximum, ein lo shiur in terms of the minimum. Meaning, says the Gra, one word of Divrei Torah, you have a mitzvah saseh de'oraisa, that's keneged kula. Mamish, one word of Divrei Torah, you have tayag mitzvahs all wrapped into that one word. Oh, so now we come back to the Chafetz Chaim. So if in 1 minute, you can learn 200 words of Divrei Torah, each and every one of those words is a mitzvah saseh de'oraisa keneged kulam that is equal in value to all tayag mitzvahs and then some. Can you imagine what that means? In 1 minute, what you can accomplish? And the Chafetz Chaim writes, and for every word of Divrei Torah, you create countless numbers of malachim, malachei zechus, who will speak on your behalf in front of the Beis Din Shalmala one day. In 1 minute, 200 mitzvahs asei d'oraisa that are ein lam shiur keneged kulam. Unreal. Now, all of us are in need of some backup when we get up there to the heavenly court. So we can engage in other mitzvahs. We should. Chesed, tzedakah, tefillah, you name it. But can you imagine what I can accomplish in 1 minute of Talmud Torah? How many mitzvahs I say to oraisa I can stick in my basket? It's l'mashal. You know, a number of years back when the economy hit a very, very serious recession. How many years ago we're talking now? 5 years ago? The era? Right? Terrible downturn in the economy. Baruch Hashem, you guys don't know, you're in Beis Medrash all day long. Gevaldik. And most of us at tzedakah were suffering. Balei tzedakah were suffering. It was a very serious crunch, financial crunch. And a number of Balei tzedakah in America asked Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich is one of the Mekubalim in Yerushalayim, in the Yeshivas HaMekubalim, Shahar HaShemayim. Very well-known Mekubal in Yerushalayim. Rav Gamliel, they asked him, Rabbi, what should we do? Just tell us, Apichof Masat Torah, Apichabala, what's the most important thing to be misakin? This is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're suffering so terribly financially, stuck us suffering, most of us stuck us suffering. What should we do? What do we need to do most? And Rav Gamliel, in turn, fascinating, said, it's not for me to say, let me consult my Rebbe. Who is his Rebbe? Someone I never heard of, to be quite honest, which I guess indicates how much of an Esther he is. But I spoke to someone who, I guess, makes the rounds in Yerushalayim office. He said, oh yeah, I've heard of him. Rav Zundel Kreuzer. Anybody know the name? Rav Zundel Kreuzer. Apparently an old Yerushalmi Yid, very well known in the inner circles as being a tzaddik nister. So Gamliel has published numerous sfarim, once Rav Zundel Kreuzer, he asked him, Rebbe, what should I tell them? What's the most important thing to tell them? How could they be misakin this terrible, terrible nisayim? So Rav Zundel said to them, tell them they should all establish an additional Seder Limud of 1 minute per day. 1 minute per day? That's all it takes? You're kidding me, right? No, 1 minute per day. Because if Imam should learn 60 seconds out of that minute, like we just said, can you imagine how many mitzvahs d'oraisa you can accumulate? Can you imagine what kind of schuyos that's going to put in your basket? One additional minute per day. So says Rav Zundel Kreuzer. That's the chashivas of the regoyim yichanenu, by the moment, by the minute. I saw Moshe Shmuel Shapir in his Parsha Shmuzin, published in a sefer called Zahav Mishva. You've seen it, black sefer Zahav Mishva. Ask Rabbi Ganak about it. I think he sponsored it. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said, Rosh Shiras Ber Yaakov writes, he says, when I was learning in Baranovich by Rabbi Chanan, as he remembers, Rabbi Chanan went to Warsaw once and came back, was in the spoil. He saw the Ger Rebbe, the Emre Emes, he saw the Ger Rebbe had a 5-minute Seder every day. Your machshav, every moment of Talmud Torah, so 5 minutes later, what you can accomplish in 5 minutes, unbelievable. On the flip side, says the Vilna Gaon, once again, coming back to our guest speaker, we know that the mission of Avos tells us, a person must always be cognizant of lifnei mi'ata asa litein din b'cheshbon. Everyone one day is going to have to give a din b'cheshbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean, din b'cheshbon? What do you mean? What it means? It means, you know, what did you do right, what did you do wrong, and business. Says the Gra, din is an accounting on what you did right and what you did wrong. And cheshbon, says the Gra, is the accounting of how much more you could have done right in the time that you were wasting doing wrong. So not only am I being held accountable for what I did wrong, I'm being held accountable for what I could have done more right had I not been so busy doing wrong. Or, what I could have done more right had I not been wasting the time that I could have been doing right in. So it's not just that I'm being held accountable for my averus and my chataim, but every minute, l'ergoyim yivchanenu, says the Gra, din v'cheshbon, the Gatayim Shemayim, can you imagine how much you could have learned in that 1 minute that you wasted? In that 1 hour that you whittled away, in that half an hour slot that you just waited for your chavrusas to show up, what you could have done during that time? Din b'cheshbon. What you could have done, but didn't do. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro also relates in his sefer two fascinating reminiscences of his Rebbe Rabbi Chanan Wasserman of Baranovich. And this has been told in other Sfarim as well. It says, Rabbi Chanan was once learning in the Kol Kachim of the Chafetz Chaim in Radin. And his Chavrusha was Rabbi Shlomo Kahanam, Panavizhar Rav. Later, Panavizhar Rav. And Chanan gets a telegram one morning, Mazel Tov, your wife had a baby boy. Okay, so he gets up, says the Bracha Tov HaMeitiv, sits down to learn again. Comes 8 days later, he goes to Chavetz Chaim, says, Rebbe, I'm going back home to my son's bris. Chavetz Chaim says, are you unwell? He says, no. No. Why are you going? He says, what do you mean? Every minute. Talmud Torah. Now, Chavetz Chaim did say, make sure you talk to your wife and get her a shush first. Gotta put that in there. But the Chavetz Chaim, a minute of Talmud Torah, even for one's son's bris, you couldn't be masik. What are you going for? You're not unwell. Why are you going? Now, granted, perhaps we're not the Chavetz Chaim, we're not Rabbi Chanan Wasserman yet, and don't go tell your wives that, oh, guess what I heard today? It's not what I'm trying to say. What I am trying to say is, at least a little bit, appreciate the chashivas of a minute of Talmud Torah. The Chavetz Chaim was surprised that Rabbi Chanan was going home to his own son's bris. So l'chol ha'pachas, we were sitting in the Beis Medrash anyways, not to just let the minutes whittle away. One other ma'isa that Moshe Shmuel Shapiro relates to the Chavetz Chaim. Also Rabbi Chanan, Rav Kahaneman, great Chavrusa Shach, they're learning one day in Kol Kachim Radin, they came across a sefer quoted that they couldn't find the Beis Medrash. So one of them said, oh, I remember the Chavetz Chaim quotes it in the Shaar HaTzion, Moshe Shmuel, let's go ask him to borrow it. They go to Chavetz Chaim's home. They say, Rebbe, you came to borrow the Sefer. Chavetz Chaim says, I don't have it. So, Rebbe, you quote in the Sefer, Shaar HaTzion, you quote the Sefer. He says, I don't have it. When I needed the Sefer, I went to the Beis Medrash, I found a copy, I looked it up, I used it, I put it back. I don't have it. And the Chavetz Chaim looks back at his Aron, Sfarim, and his bookcase. And Moshe Shmuel Shapiro writes that he had about 40 Sfarim in his house. That was it. 40 Sfarim. Chavetz Chaim looks at his 40 Sfarim, he groans, he moans. He's like upset about something, troubled by something. So Chavetz Chaim says, Rebbe, are you upset? You have so few Sfarim that you can't even get the basics that you need to write your Sfarim? He says, no. I'm upset because I'm looking at the 40 Sfarim that I do own. And I'm thinking about the money that it cost to purchase those Sfarim. And the time that I had to spend to earn that money. whether the time that I spent earning the money that I then purchased this farm with, was that time well spent? Maybe I didn't need this farm either. In other words, and this Chafetz Chaim said as well, and this is quoted again from many different sources, Chafetz Chaim, Kahneman quotes this, Shapam quotes this, Chafetz Chaim says, people think time is money. Time is money. What's pshat? Time is money. Pshat is that in the time that I'm spending now, I could be making money if I wasn't busy doing whatever else I'm doing. So it's called time. No, you're totally wrong. Money is time. It's the other way around. The money that you own, that you spent hard hours working to earn, that money was time that you spent. The time is more valuable than the money. Money is time. And time is life. Who wants to give up life to make some money? If I offered you right now $100 cash on the spot for a week of your life, I want to live one week longer, you want to live a week less, so you can spend $100 today, wherever you want to spend it. No one would do that. Are you kidding? $100 for a week of life? Ridiculous. No, says the Chafetz Chaim. And if you add up the amount of time that I'm mevatel on a regular daily basis, a weekly basis, how soon will it amount to a week of life that I have spent without even getting $100 in return? Nothing. I'm wasting it. Chafetz Chaim says the definition in the Gemara of Shota is Ma'abed Masha Nosen Lo. Shota means someone who loses what they give him. Doesn't care for his own belongings. So what does that say about us? Most precious one that I have is my time, my life. That's the very essence of my life. Ma'abed Masha Nosen Lo. It's a frightening thought. That was the Chafetz Chaim's appreciation of time. Mitzad Sheni, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro writes, this is in the Shmuzen on Parshas Vayera, Parshas Vayisara. He says, people sometimes wonder why it is that today's yeshivas don't produce the gedolei olam of the yeshivas of old. You look at the, you know, the roles of the attendance lists in Volozhin. You look who came out of Volozhin yeshiva. Mishkin of Siankov, just to name one out of the thousands that came out of the Volozhin Yeshiva. Can you imagine the Gedolei Olam came out of the Volozhin Yeshiva, and the Tziv was a product of Volozhin, Chaim was a product of Volozhin, based on labeling of Volozhin. Gedolei Olam came out of Volozhin. If you take percentage-wise the numbers of Gedolim produced by the Volozhin Yeshiva, and compare it to today's yeshivas, we're somewhat lacking, you would think, right? People ask, what are we doing wrong? What's going on? What happened? What's changed? So this is Zalman Meltzer, himself, a product of Volozhin. He says, what kind of kash is that? You want to know what's changed? Let me tell you what changed. He says, you know what this Seder Hayom was like in Volozhin? He said, in Volozhin, the average masmid in Volozhin learned 16 hours a day. Now, I think it's from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., without counting right, lunch and dinner and whatever else you got to do in between. He said, at the very least, the average masmid learned 14 hours a day. The very least. Because it's 9 to 11 now. A.M. to P.M. That's the average masmid in Volozhin. Now, I can back this up because I saw a quote from Reb Chaim Brisker, who lived in Volozhin as well. Chaim said about himself that I was not considered a strong masmid in Volozhin in my yeshiva days, he said. He says, the Roger Shomer, that was a masmid. He says, me, I learned 12 hours a day. 2 6-hour siddur. That was what Chaim said about himself. 2 6-hour siddur, 12 hours a day. Now, granted, he said, in those 6 hours, each Seder, I covered 18 daf, Gemara, Rash, Tosis, Rash, Rif, Beis Yosef, and Torah. Okay. But only 12 hours a day. That's all I did in my yeshiva days. So the average masmid says, this is all else learned, 14 hours a day in Volozhin. That was the average masmid. Not only that, but that meant Fridays and Shabbos too, he says. No different. Much made it different. Fridays and Shabbos also. 14 hours a day. The average Talmud in Volozhin. So says Rav Zalman. So now you're wondering why today we don't have the same number of Gedolim coming out of yeshivas as we did in Volozhin? Well, there's your answer. Just consider for a second. What's a typical Friday and Shabbos like in yeshiva? Not even close to what the regular weekdays are like. What are the regular weekdays like? Not even close to the weekdays of Volozhin yeshiva. The appreciation of what time means, of what one can do in his time. My father, Zatzal, once told me he was riding with Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik to the airport, with the Rav Zatzal, to drive him from YU to the airport for his flight back to Boston. And my father was only in the mirror at the time in Yerushalayim, and the Rav asked him, "Nu, so what's your Seder Hayom like?" And the Rav was unimpressed. My father was pretty solid learner. The Rav wasn't too impressed. He said, "When I was your age, and I would be learning with my Zayd of Elia Prisoner in Prizhan on Friday nights, we would learn for hours until the candles burnt out. And in those days, candles went out, it was pitch black. And then my Zayd continued learning with me Baal Peh. Gemara Rashi tells us Baal Peh. Never ended." Guys, it's different hasagas. We don't appreciate what we once had and what we perhaps think of today as where I should be. I saw a beautiful vart on the pasuk in Yeshaya, one of the haftaros. Berega katon azavtich, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. In one moment I have left you. What's pshat? Berega katon azavtich. I saw this quote in Sefer Darka Shel Torah, which is a fascinating chizik sefer if you ever come across it. He quotes in turn Sefer Yitav Panim and Parshas Kisavo. Berega katon azavtich. Pshat, as he says, that person, every Jew, must be machshev even in the shortest of moments. Like we said, le'ergam yivchanenu, every minute is so critical. And berega katon, at the moment that Klal Yisrael views a rega as, katamchik, not so chashev, azavtich. That's the attitude, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a serious, serious, serious transgression. I'll never forget when I was a madrith in my cousin's yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Ir Atika, close to 20 years ago. And it was one rainy, miserable day. As miserable as the day can be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, it was, I guess, relatively miserable. Rainy, cold, windy, just nasty out. And I was walking out to Mincha in the Ramban Shul in the Old City, and the streets were empty, it was pouring rain, it was windy, it was cold, it was nasty. And whoever's going to shul is quickly darting in and out from under the overhangs of the various stores on the streets, darting in and out to avoid the rain. And I see one person walking, just like very calmly, casually, like totally unfazed what was going on around him. And I look a little closer, I see sort of Victor Nevin Sal Shlita, who, I guess 20-something years ago, a little close to 20 years ago, was in the 60s, makes sense, at that point, right? This is going back to 18 years ago, let's say, 18 years ago. This is old. How old is he now, in his 80s? He's probably in his upper 60s then, the era. See him walking, and he was walking mamish like this. One hand was an umbrella, other hand was a gemara, and he's walking to shul along the rainy, pouring, nasty, windy streets of the old city with his face in the gemara. Like, totally at ease, calmly. Oblivious what was going on around him. It was such an amazing sight, and made such an impression. Can never get that image out of my mind. Beautiful image of hasmada, the rega katon. To say it differently, how even a rega katon is so chashuv. To utilize every single moment. One of my dear chaverim told me he was at the Siyam HaShas of Nevin Sal Meir at the Tziv Aryeh dinner a bunch of years ago, I think in the city here, in New York City, I think it was. Anybody familiar? I think there was a Tziv Aryeh dinner, and a Victor Nevin Sal came in from Israel, made a Siyam HaShas at the dinner. As soon as he finished the Siyam, and everyone's about to wish him out of it, stop! And he takes out a brachas, starts learning again. From the beginning, right away. Can't stop. You gotta keep it going. The rega katon. Now, perhaps the challenge that we face is the following. So we all intellectually appreciate how much you can accomplish in one small minute, in a few moments. But sometimes we're not machshiv our own potential to accomplish in that minute or two or more. And so we think, okay, Mela with Victor Nevensal's minute or two walking to shul, he's not really finishing shots. V'chon Wasserman's chavrusel, kahanamin, if I had that chavrusel also, I'd be much more machshiv in my time. But me, I'm a simple pashta yid. You know, my minute's not his minute. Truth is, the Nefesh HaChaim writes a number of places in Sha'a Aleph. He says, that a person, he says, Al Yomar Belibo, Chas V'Shalom, this is in Perek Dalet, Shar Aleph. A person should never say Chas V'Shalom. Ma Ani, Ma Kochi, what can I accomplish? Just little me. Lipo B'Maisei HaShpalim, Shum Inyan Ba'Olam. What are my little, meager, insignificant actions going to accomplish in this world? Omnam, in truth, says the Chaim V'Lajner, Yavin V'Yeda V'Yikva B'Nachshavos Libo. Person must recognize and take to heart Shekol Prate Maisav, every detail of action, Vidziburav, every word that a person utters, Umachshavosav, every thought a person thinks, Kol Eis V'Rega, at any moment, a word, a thought, a little claim of mice at any moment, lo isabidu chas v'shalom, is never lost or neglected. Uma rabu maisav, uma od gavlu, viramu. How incredibly powerful any maisa, any deeper, any machshava that I, that you have at any given moment. Shekol achas ola kifi shrasha lifol ku'ulasa v'gohem rovim. Each one has such tremendous impact on the upper alama se'olyon and maruchniyah. Any word that I utter of Torah, any thought that I think, any maisa that I do, has such incredible potential, says Chaim V'Lajner. And it's not a question of how much I think I can accomplish. It's just a question of the effort. Question of the effort. I was told from a member of my family, who heard this from Rabbi Yisrael Shurin, a great uncle of mine, that Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal said to Rav Yisrael Shurin, Ich bin a Baal Kishrin, du dibbest the Baal Kishrin. You and I were both capable. His other of Aaron Soloveitchik is Einar from the Gedolei Hadar. Rav Aaron is one of the Gedolei Hadar. Why? Vile er arbit vi afer. Because he works like a horse. He didn't say because he's an Eloi, because he's brilliant. He said because he works like a horse. Because he was a masmit otzum. He would just sit and learn, and when he would sit, he would focus kol kulo on the Gemara in front of him. He was oblivious to what was going on around him. And that is what made him Einar from the Gedolei Hadar. Because er arbet v'afer, just sits and works. It's the effort that counts. It's the recognizing the value of each and every individual moment. Just to put into perspective for a moment, it's a beautiful piece in Pinkas Yisharim Batila, page Kuf Samach Tes, based on a Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Adala, Perichov Beis. There's Mish Savar and Cutler as well, about the same Yisod. That we have the ability to be Mashpia on the Zman. Any given moment, we can make a difference in that moment, in that day, in that place, based on what we do. Pinkas writes so beautifully, he says, when you find yourself at any given place, any given time, and you have the opportunity now to utilize your time properly, right then and there, if you choose to utilize it properly, you can be misaking in that place, at that time, incredible accomplishments in terms of ruchnius. If I neglect to utilize that time and that place properly, I will never, ever again have that opportunity to inject that particular ruchnius tikkun in that place at that time. It's a one-time opportunity only. The minute is here now, it will never come back again. And I'm in this place only once at this time with this one-time opportunity only to infuse Kedusha into that place. Be it through Talmud Torah, be it through, as Pinkas discusses, davening a Shemona Esrei B'Kavana, even when I'm in an airport or catching a flight. I have a one-time opportunity now to make a difference in this place, at this time, by being misaken something through my Talmud Torah, through my Tefillah B'Kavanah. That's an opportunity I have only once in my lifetime to make that difference. So I'll leave you with that thought. Once again, thought of the Vilna Gaon, our guest speaker for this afternoon. Le'goy mitchanenu. Every minute makes such a difference. Analyze every minute. See what you can do in every minute. utilize the spare time that you have. A minute here, 5 minutes there. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach once said about Reb Reuven Zelig Bengis that he made a Siyum HaShas, and when they asked him, when did you have this Seder? He says, my 5 minute Seder. 5 minute Seder, what does that mean? He said, when I go to Chasanos, when I go to Simchas, when I go here, I go there, there's always a few minutes here, a few minutes there. I had a special Seder, says Reb Bengis, during those few minutes that I could hop, waiting here online, waiting there at a Chasana. Whenever I had a few minutes, I had a special Seder to learn during those few minutes, and I finished Shas in that 5 minute Seder, just hopping a minute there, 5 minutes there. Unbelievable. Someone who appreciates what every minute can be used for actually utilized it to finish Shas in just the 5 minutes that he had there, 5 minutes he had there. Imagine how much we can accomplish. Thank you so much. That's Lacharabah.